Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. In the last episode, we found out that Thor beat Galactus all by himself. Not really, he had the help of the Wanderers and Ego, and the Recorder was there for moral support. Let's see what happens in this episode.
Get into the next issue, issue 162, our final issue. And we have Thor and the Recorder flying back to Asgard through space.
It's Galactus.
Huh?
I was being ridiculous. I'm sorry.
She's poking me and blaming it on Galactus. Like, I'm not sitting next to her.
No, so what I was saying before, how they were in space after the ship blew up, their ship that they were riding in. Now they're flying in space, no problem. Like,
before,
so they just get knocked out, I'm assuming? Or...
We're supposed to forget it's been a month.
Oh, that's right. Good point.
It's been a month. We're good, supposed to forget these issues.
Good point. We have another one of these great black and white cover pages.
Mm-hmm. With the Recorder and Thor.
Thinking about how quickly they were able to return to the to Rigel.
Yeah. So I'm assuming just all that they are flying through is just... It's debris, but... debris that the colonizers have put in place purposely.
Debris and small planets.
Yeah. Probably just to help them hide, more than likely. Fair. I mean, if you know a giant being like Galactus is out there...
You're going to want some defenses.
Exactly. So yeah, so they get back to the colonizers, and I guess it's... Oh, it's the High Commissioner. That's who that Sylvia
was. That's who
that
is.
And we go back to them, and the High Commissioner was about ready to remove... the Recorder's basically memory units and just destroy him because, oh, your purpose
he's
is done. Yeah.
So
you know,
sad.
Like any good robot that is going to take over the world one day.
You are done. Okay, we are going to turn you off and pull your memory so we can learn what you recorded.
Yep. And Thor's like, no.
He's my friend.
Yeah.
He has a heart.
Well, yeah.
He
never basically
did anything.
Well.
He just stood there.
But Thor makes good friends. I don't know.
The Recorder literally stood there and said, I hope I don't have to record you dying. And Thor's like, he's my best friend.
You're my best friend. You don't want me to die.
You really... I mean... yep, you're not wrong about that puppy dog thing.
That's kind of how he's acting. He's like, you don't want me to die? You are now my best friend.
Yep. Well, I don't know if it's a best friend, but definitely friend.
I mean, he doesn't have any other friends from what we see.
No, well,
maybe,
yeah, no, you're
maybe
right.
That doctor, you told me I did great on that surgery. You are my best friend.
I was talking about Thor. I thought you were talking about the Recorder.
I know, I was talking about Thor.
He's got the
Warriors
3. Yeah, and Lady Sif, who apparently worries about him more than he worries about her.
Because he isn't.
Well, actually,
Thor
he didn't worry
have,
about...
Thor doesn't have a lot of extra dialogue. Like, with Iron Man had a lot of extra dialogue.
He did.
Thor does not have a lot of extra
dialogue.
But
Iron Man was also going through a turmoil, you know, not wanting to be Iron Man.
Yes.
Again, like, I feel like every hero's done that. Oh, actually, I know every hero has gone through that.
Mm-hmm.
Iron Man's definitely done it a few different times.
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel like most of the Marvel... stuff did that in the 60s and 70s, whereas DC happened. Well, they did the reboot in the 80s, so they had to retell stories.
DC's doing that now, I think.
Kind of.
I think DC's having their like heroes in crisis now.
Well, yes, that, but that's something completely different.
Okay, fair.
Have you been reading that?
A little bit.
It's interesting.
Okay.
It's interesting.
Good to know.
Yeah. Then again, I've always been a sucker for any crisis, DC-wise, and really just crossovers. Ever since Identity Crisis, like, I've bought every single major crossover event they've done.
Yeah.
Which is actually funny, because in, what was it? The new Young Justice that was coming out, it just started coming out, they mentioned that there was... that the Earth One, Earth Prime, DC wise, has had 7 crises since the beginning of their time. I'm like, okay, Crisis on Earth, Identity Crisis, Infinite Crisis, Final Crisis. I'm like, I'm counting them all. 0 Hour, like, huh.
Like, interesting.
But anyway, back to, let's get back to this story.
But anyway, back to this
back to
one.
Stuff you guys have actually read. So Thor is basically saying that because you may not have a heart, like an actual human heart or, I guess, robot heart, but you have feelings and you have emotions. So you are real. You're a real boy, Recorder.
You're a real boy.
And so he was able to convince the controllers
that Recorder shall live. Basically that easily.
Yeah. Yeah, like, cool.
And he even got a kiss out of it.
Yeah. don't tell Lady Sif.
she might get mad. Get angry. Yeah.
So then, by... This is another thing I don't understand.
All of a sudden, he can teleport?
Yeah.
That's the first time that's happened,
why
right?
Did he do that beforehand? Like, what the hell, man? That's the first time I've ever seen it. I mean...
So,
that was not in the origin story. I'm no. just saying. I just read it.
Thank you.
If anyone was wondering, I just read it. It was not in there.
But no, like... But, in the movie, he was able to bring down, not bring down the Rainbow Bridge, but Heimdall was able to find him and
pick him up.
Yeah.
Now, he just, 1 minute he needs a spaceship to fly around, the next he's flying through space on his own. Now he just spins his hammer around him and poof, he's somewhere
yeah,
else.
Yeah, like, he's back to Asgard. I guess Thor has limitless power? Limitless yeah. power? I don't know. But he pops up on... The Rainbow Bridge, and Heimdall's like, what the heck, who's this? Like, apparently he didn't even know that he had this power.
He didn't know he could show up like that.
Yeah. He does let him through, and as he's trying to, I guess he's supposed to hurry on to Odin, Fandral comes riding in on his horse, grabs Thor to throw on the back of his horse. Volstagg is there, and so is Hogan. Volstagg, I do feel bad for him. His horse looks like it's about to fall over.
But he can't let it run or else it might trample somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mm-hmm. think that horse can run if you told it to.
I think the minute Volstagg gets off, he's running the other direction. They go to have an audience with Odin, and the cosmic counselor is there as well. And I guess he is...
Odin's advisor?
Yeah.
Because omnipotent beings frequently need advisors.
He looks like a really bad wizard from D&D cosplay.
Yeah.
He's like, I am important.
Listen to me.
Yeah. I will, yeah.
He looks like, he reminds me of the guard in front of the Wizard of Oz town.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
You cannot enter.
Odin shows up. And, you know, everybody's in reverence of Odin. So they're, you know, being all...
Bowie.
Yeah. And they're asking the questions, like, we need to know what is going on?
Thing?
What's Galactus?
Where did he come from and why is he out there?
And so Odin shows him and he... You know, he tells him.
Apparently knew all about it.
Which, why wouldn't you talk about this?
He's omnipotent, so, of course. Yeah, give Thor a little heads up, at least, right?
Like, come on, Odin.
So we watch Galactus destroy a planet, basically just so we can see that Galactus destroys planets and feeds on the energy that's released.
Well, no. He was made by... What was this? Okay, yes. Yeah, that's what he does.
To begin with.
But
and then it goes back even further to where
right.
he came from.
Sorry about that. And it was... Who were these beings? I can't remember now. I didn't do my research real well. Sorry.
It's okay, we still like you.
Yay! Like, it doesn't... It just... This,
it never really says in the
really
story.
These beings. Like,
they're just ancient civilization.
Yeah.
We're just supposed to accept it.
That was
attacked. Well, that's fine. I just didn't know if they had an actual name or anything. But yeah, apparently there was this incubus cell that was housing this new life form. And these,
where did it come from? It's just sort of like in orbit around their planet, well, and they're like, we're being attacked. We've got this box that we don't know where it came from or what's in it.
Well, they even say it may have been in orbit for untold ages. They don't know.
They don't even know. Mm-hmm. But let's open it, because it can't be worse than what's attacking us now.
Well, yeah. So
bad news, guys.
So they open it up. Galactus destroys the attackers of his planet, and then destroys the planet.
They're like, yay, we're saved!
Oh crap,
we're not saved.
So, does that mean, because if this was the first planet that Galactus ate, were those the Wanderers? Or
I think
these guys just didn't survive, so the first ones, the Wanderers were the first ones to actually survive.
I think maybe the Wanderers were the first ones to survive.
I like that one. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Because these ones look like they were all eaten.
Yeah, and destroyed. Tasty.
Or the Wanderers, we've forgotten about the Wanderers already. That was last issue. We're not allowed to think about that anymore.
It's been a month.
It's been a month.
But it isn't really the planet he came from, because they just let him out of his incubation cube. So where was he before that?
Okay, yeah, I thought maybe because they do say that the cube itself, you know, houses a new life form, a newborn life form. Maybe it's just, it doesn't say where it's from, though. Like, yeah, you're right. Maybe.
The very planet which gave him birth is the first to succumb to his deadly assault.
Well, and that's the planet that he came out of the cube. Maybe, like, he was...
But
well, okay,
the
so
people
like,
on the planet open the cube, and even they say, whatever it may contain cannot harm us as much as the fleet overhead.
Well, and so maybe it's a... Okay, so it might be similar to, like, a Doomsday. So, like, Doomsday, when the Death of Superman came out, he is in a cell in the middle of the Earth. Like, he's on Earth already.
Mm-hmm.
It's... You find out years later that he was actually a Kryptonian experiment that got out of control, that they then...
Dumped on Earth?
Yeah, they... Well, and at that time, Earth... was nothing. Like, dinosaurs weren't even around. So they just shoved it in the planet and it's like, alright, that's their problem. Don't worry, we're not gonna worry about this.
That ball, so it could this be would be similar. That ball of rocks problem.
It could be something similar to where he was made here and then just shipped him away.
Yeah.
So
or maybe that planet did make it, and like I said, eons ago, and the people who made it have long since died.
So they don't know what's in it.
Yeah.
But then they let him out.
And
then
it was
their planet got eaten.
Yeah. So Odin's done. He's like, all right, that's the origin story. That's how he.
It doesn't
came
really
about.
Answer any questions.
It really doesn't.
It really doesn't.
But it just, I mean,
it
we find
does
out
at
that
the same time.
We find out that for Galactus to live, he has to consume energy. Best way to consume that energy is by eating a planet. So he's going around. That's just his nature. Like, you're gonna attack me,
like,
I'm gonna destroy you.
Some people need ramen noodles. He needs
ramen noodles are delicious.
Yeah, and they are. And he just needs like
apparently,
all the ramen noodles.
Apparently, living planets are also delicious.
That's true.
Not cheap, but
they're
delicious.
Definitely not. Well,
he needs like the entire world.
What's money? Like, come on. They don't have concept of money in Galactus's beings.
He needs, like, the entire world amount of ramen noodles.
All the noodles. All the world. So Odin's done. He told the story. Now he's going to go be Odin somewhere else.
Now he's going to go Odin around.
Yeah. Volstagg is, Oh, God. Yeah, I love Volstagg. He's hilarious. He's so freaking cowardly.
And lunchtime!
Like, I'm done. Let's go this way.
Nair, a battle is won on empty stomachs.
And Nair, within mortal memory, half stomach such as thine been empty.
I mean, at least we can go get some ramen.
Yeah. the
counselor?
The cosmic counselor.
Yeah.
He stops Thor for a second, and he tells him that, you know, Galactus, yeah, he's still alive, but he's far away, and you have problems that are a little bit closer to home. As in Boulder. You need to go... Something's going on with Boulder.
Well, is he talking about Boulder? Or is he telling him Sif's missing?
Or both.
Both.
No, you're right. He is telling about Sif. Because the entire time...
We haven't seen her.
Well, yes. but the entire time Thor has been back on Asgard, he's wanting to talk to Baldur. Because the last time he saw him, Baldur had been taken captive by Carnilla. And Carnilla apparently has this power over men that Baldur was able to not succumb to. But we find out here on the last page that he is
succumbing to it.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Yeah. But yeah, so you're right and about Sif. The counselor's informing Thor that Sif went to Earth, I believe, she sensed great danger on Earth. So she went there because Thor was going to be gone, but they haven't heard word of her since.
Yes.
So, you know, at the end of the issue here, we have Thor flying back to Earth to
look
try
for
and
Sif.
Find Sif.
And meanwhile, Baldur, who's apparently decided that he can't forget about this woman, so the best thing to do is to fight Thor.
Yeah, because it makes sense.
Because that makes perfect sense.
It does.
It's always about a woman.
Well. <not wrong>. but yeah, that ends that issue with Thor going back searching for Sif and Baldur being Baldur. That was rough. What'd you guys think?
Overall, I thought it was good.
Yeah.
It was nice to read. I definitely wouldn't have read it normally. But it was enjoyable.
And I think I've said this before, like the only reason why I'm reading these, one for the podcast.
Yeah.
Two, I wanna know the history. Like as you can see on my shelf, I have a versatile knowledge of DC history.
Uh-huh.
Going back into Crisis on Infinite Earths and just a little bit before. I know DC history damn well. I don't know Marvel. Like, I didn't start reading Marvel until about 2000s, and then it was just kind of picking here and there. I never went back prior. So reading all these older issues of these comics is fun.
Seeing where they started.
Yeah.
Seeing where they started out is fun and interesting.
Yes.
But at the same times, some of the weaker storyline aspects can be a little...
Like the Mangog story was fun and important. It was actually kind of interesting because when I was reading that, when I actually recorded that, Mangog had just returned into Thor mainline. Like the comics, when they were coming out, I think it was last year? So it would have been like last August or something. So that was kind of cool. I'm like, I get to see this character's origins that is still being a threat 600 issues later.
Mm-hmm.
This one, though, it's filler.
Yeah.
These are straight up filler issues. Like,
we need to put one out every month, guys.
Yeah.
No matter.
Oh, and let's question his being. So let's redo his origin. Put his origin back out there.
Yeah.
Because that makes total sense.
We got nothing this month. We got nothing. Just take the first one and reprint it.
Yeah. No, overall, I enjoyed the issues. Like I agree.
It was good.
I wouldn't have read these outside of this podcast,
but
they are fun
enjoyable.
To read. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely had a better time. It was still rough reading them, but I had a better time getting through them than I did the first Mangog issues.
Okay.
Just because I wasn't used to the dialogue yet and the writing style yet.
So you covered the old English dialogue in the Mangog podcast.
Oh yeah, and that was rough.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie. Those are some of my first episodes.
Okay.
I can't remember what exactly episode numbers. They're up there. They're on the thing. But that being said, thank you guys for coming back on.
Yeah, always.
Thank you for having us.
We're happy to do it. Like
I'll definitely get you guys on here again.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll figure out. I don't. My biggest issue. So like I have Ron as my co-host.
Uh huh.
And so when I can get him on an episode, we'll read everything. But I'd like to get other friends on to read with. I don't want to like cornhole people into one character.
Yeah.
Like you guys had Iron Man the first time on. Now you have Thor. But I also know that it's better to follow like the whole
story
with one character versus jumping around with other.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Maybe might get you guys back on Iron Man. Maybe a Thor again. I don't know. Maybe I'll pull you in on DC when I get there.
Yeah.
Probably get you on Wonder Woman.
Hell's to the yeah.
Which
if you
won't be
if you
next year.
Didn't get me on a Wonder Woman, I would be really offended. Not gonna lie. Like, I would be like, excuse me, I heard Wonder Woman on, and it wasn't me. I would like to discuss this with you.
Okay, now mark that on there. But me can for Wonder Woman.
She won't even care if I'm
here. She just has to make sure she's here.
You can have other people. I mean, I think it should be a discussion.
Yeah.
But I would just.
But by God, she's gonna want to read Wonder Woman.
That will be.
I mean, I would just also like to read it with you.
That's fair. I'll definitely make sure to have you on for Wonder Woman. So thank you again, and
no problem.
We'll talk to you guys next time.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with a brand new story arc.